Welcome to Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding Maisa Sheni and Daf Lamed in the Oiz Vodor edition, Perik Shlishi in the middle of Halacha Hey. We're starting Daf Lamed and Mudalaf on top in the first and the end of the first line. The Gemara says, "Abchir bar Ado bo kamei Ramana." So we learned that at least one sheet in the Gemara holds that when the Mishnah speaks about Ava Tumo, it's a Tumah deraisa, and when it says Vlada Tumo, it's a Tumah derabanan. So the Gemara asks now, Nitmo bevlada Tumo. So there was a Maisa Sheni that was Tom and Tumah Derabanan. He went and redeemed it. Then the same fruits became Tom and Tumah Deraisa. Do we have to redeem it again or not? Do we say that because he already redeemed it, it's already redeemed? Or if do we say that because it was only Tumah Derabanan, it wasn't a real redemption? Says the Gemara, Normar, if there's still the original money that he redeemed the fruits for, he should do a chilul again. Because it's true, the first redemption wasn't a real redemption. It wasn't a justified redemption. This was not done. So Rabbanu allowed to redeem, but it's not a great redemption. So do it again. And if he doesn't have the money, and Rabbi Chaim explains, you have to do another chilul. You have to take the same fruits and redeem them for new money. You don't get a malchus not for the first redemption, not for the second redemption, because none of them is a great redemption. The first redemption is not a great redemption because it's a tumo derabanan, deraisa, it's okay. So it wasn't a good redemption. And the second one is not a great redemption because one redemption was already done. If you're going to ask, the same halacha that we spoke about Beit Shammai in our Mishnah. The Beit Shammai said, the Maaseh Sheni that became Tomei, even outside of Yerushalayim, if you went into Yerushalayim, you cannot take it out. If you took it out, you have to bring it back. And we're going to learn in the next Mishnah that something that was already purchased with Maaseh Sheni, you're not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim and you cannot redeem it. But what happens if it became Tomei, according to Beit Shammai? According to Beit Shammai, something became Tomei if you cannot take it out of Yerushalayim. So do we say that something that was redeemed, which you're not allowed to go and take it out of your shlaim, if it became tum, you also have to bring it to your shlaim, as Beit Shammai say in our Mishnah. So the more ma'amono, mechitza tofeses, velokeach tofes. Going into your shlaim makes the fruits kodesh that you cannot eat it out of your shlaim. Purchasing Maaseh Sheni with the money of Maaseh Sheni makes the fruit kodesh that you're not allowed to redeem it. Kesheim sheneemar mechitzoso kachlema velokeach. The same way Mechitza, which I'm old, that once it goes out of Yerushalayim, you have to bring it back to Yerushalayim. So also, when it was purchased, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim, even though it became Tameh. Halacha Vav Zok De Mishto. Halakuach Bekesev Maiser Shenitma Yipodeh. You bought with Maiser Sheni a item, and it became Tameh, you can redeem it. Rabbi Doimir Yikover. If you purchase with money of Maiser Sheni something, you cannot redeem it anymore, even though it became Tameh. itself, the actual original Maaseh Sheni. If it became Tomei, you redeem it. So something which is not Maaseh Sheni, which is purchased with the money of Maaseh Sheni, of course you're able to redeem it. He told them, don't bring it right from Maaseh Sheni itself. Maaseh Sheni itself, we're able to redeem it, even if it's not Tomei, even if it's Tar, if it's far away from Yerushalayim, you're allowed to redeem it. Something which is purchased with the money of Maaseh Sheni, you cannot redeem it if it's Tar, even though it's away from Yerushalayim. So you see, that whatever was purchased with the money of Maaseh Sheni is more chomer, you are more machmir on it. Kedirus the Mishnah, Tzvi, Shelokho, Bekesa, Maaseh, Vemes. You bought a tzvi, which means you bought a chayo. Tzvi is a chayo, is a non-domestic animal which you cannot bring in the mizbech. And he bought it with the money of Maaseh Sheni, v'meis, and he died. Yikover al yedei yoyri. You have to bury it with its skin. Why? Because in order to redeem such a thing, it needs to be standing. As we'll see in the Gemara, it needs to have ha'amodo ve'arocho. It needs to be standing in order to come and value in it. Yes, you can't be standing. It's dead. Shimonai me yipote. Shimon says that you can redeem it even though it can't stand anymore. If he bought it, he shechted it. So now it's dead, not on its own. Right now it's shechted, it's meant to be eaten. It's already a piece of meat. It became tome, he bought it. You could redeem it. This even Tanakama agrees. Because once you shecht it, there's no anymore the din of ha'amod of ha'aroch to make it stand. Rabbi Yisrael Meikover, Rabbi Yisrael says, no, you still cannot redeem it because anything that was purchased, any animal was purchased alive, you need to make sure to redeem it only once it's standing. L'choy shachut, but if you purchased it dead, you already purchased it, already shachut. It wasn't a live animal. Finitma, harir lo kiper, it's like food, so you can redeem it. Then everybody agrees. So we have a different shittas. The most machmir shittas says you can never redeem a live animal that was purchased live, even though now it's shachut. And the most makel shittas says that if you purchased alive and now it died, you could redeem it. Continues the Mishnah, mashil kam kol l'maisa sheni. So it takes a barrel, it puts wine of maisa sheni into it. Avapi shigofa l'kar l'maisa. Even though he sealed the barrel, the maisa sheni is not koine the barrel. The maisa sheni, even though that is the ikur, it doesn't make the kankon, it doesn't make the barrel tofel, and it does not become part of maisa sheni. But he put into it regular wine, which is tevel, not maisa sheni. Fruits before it was designated maisa sheni. Actually, gofan, until he did not seal it, loikona maiser. Mishigofan kona maiser. Meaning, if he gave it the name of maisa sheni, it was tevel, and then he said, these fruits will be maisa sheni, and he sealed it, so now the barrel becomes part of maisa sheni. And the reason is because when he called it Meiser, when he gave it the name Meiser, so then the kankan was already tofel to the wine. And this is the other side of the coin of what we learned in the first perek. So we learned there that if someone purchased Meiser Sheni with money, so the barrel doesn't have the Gdusha Meiser Sheni, because the barrel goes out L'chulin, because it's bottled to the wine. So the same logic we have over there, we have over here. If the barrel is bottled to the wine, if the wine became maisa sheni in the barrel is also part of it. Continues the Mishnah and says other differences that happens once you seal the barrel. Until you don't seal the barrel, it's going to be bottle beroif, because like any other item which is bottle, it will be the bottle as well. But once you seal it, it becomes davar chashuv. A sealed barrel is not bottle beroif. Has brought down Meseches Orlo, that a chavi stumo, a sealed chavi, sealed barrel, is not bottle beroif. Actually, go for it until he doesn't seal it, toirim mecho de la koil. He could do truma for one and another, because even though truma has to be one next to each other, if they're not sealed, all these barrels could sit to be one next to each other. But continues the Mishnah from Dalif and Dalif, Mishigofam, toirim mecho lachas achas. Once it's sealed, each one's considered to be on its own, and you can't do truma for one on another. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Ma'aseh Sheni Daf Lamed.